Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. You're on the Voice of Hope every Sunday afternoon. We're here to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Now, I believe we live in a very important time in the history of the world. I believe that we're coming to the return of Jesus Christ, and many important things are going to happen these last days, and we need to be aware and ready for what's going to happen in our world today and what God is wanting to do in our world today. And so today I have a very important message I want to share with you about end time things and what God is doing today. And to do that, I want you to open your Bible. If you have a Bible, open your Bible to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. We're going to talk about a very important part of what God is preparing to do in these last days. Revelation is the last book of the Bible. It was written by the Apostle John. It's a vision he had of things that were going to happen in the last days before the return of Jesus Christ. And I believe we may be living in those last days before the return of Christ. And we need to be prepared for what's going to happen in the world and what God wants to do through his people, so that we're ready when Jesus comes back again. We just can't continue to live life like we are. We need to prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus Christ. And so let's turn to Revelation chapter 5, and I'm going to begin with verse 1 in Revelation chapter 5. And John says, I saw at the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open and loose the seals? And no one in heaven or earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and to look upon it. And so, sat on the throne is God Almighty. He said, I saw at the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll. And back in Old Testament days, they wrote on a scroll. They'd write on a piece of paper, parchment, or leather, and then they would roll it up. They didn't fold it into a book like we do today. They would roll it up, and to read it, you would unroll it. And this scroll had seven seals on it. And in those days, when they would seal something, the way they would do it, they would take wax, and once they had folded it over, the joint where the end of the paper was and the scroll, they would put some wax there. And then the king had a special ring that had a special emblem on it. And the king would put his ring into the wax, and it identified that this was a message from the king. And no one had authority to open this message except the one it was sent to. And if someone else opened the message and broke the wax seal, that person would be put in prison or maybe killed for breaking the king's seal without the authorization. So God had a scroll in his hand, and they're trying to find someone who has the authority to open the scroll. And the scroll has seven seals, which means it has seven pages in it. And it was written on the front and back. And so this strong angel shouted with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the seal? And it says, no one in heaven was worthy, no one on earth was worthy, and no one under the earth was worthy or able to open the scroll. So Revelation 5:4 says, so I, John, he's referring to John who wrote it, so I, John, wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look on it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and loose its seven seals. So the Lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is worthy to open the scrolls because Jesus died and rose again. Jesus overcame the powers of the enemy. All authority and might is in his name. So Jesus, because he died for our sins and he rose again, he overcame Satan, he has the power and authority to break the seals and open the scroll. Now, it talks about seven seals, and if you continue to read in Revelation, these seven seals and these seven pages are written in judgments, seven judgments that God's going to bring on the world in these last days because of the wickedness and sin that is in the world. So Jesus is worthy to open the seals and release this judgment on the world because he has died for the sins of the world and he has provided a way of salvation the world can accept. But if the world refuses to accept the salvation Jesus offers, then Jesus has the authority because he purchased their salvation with his blood, because he's died on the cross for everybody. He has the power and authority to release judgment on those who refuse to accept the salvation he has offered. And so Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one, a lion has authority and power. He has the authority and power to and prevail over the enemy so that he can open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Verse 6, and I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though he had been slain, having seven horns, which are the seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out to the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And so the lamb is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the lamb. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is also the lamb because he gave his life as a sacrifice for our sins. But yet today he is a lion. He's not the lamb anymore. He is a lion. He has all authority and power today. And the seven eyes are seven spirits, and we won't go into that today. But the seven eyes are looking. Eyes can see. So these seven spirits of God, they are of God. They're not evil spirits, they're of God. They are looking over the earth and watching what's happening on the earth. And so Jesus now takes this scroll to break the seven seals of judgment on the earth. But if you continue with verse 8, we see that there's a second thing that happens when the seals are broken. And it says in verse 8, Revelation 5, 8, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures, these are creatures that are around the throne of God, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having a harp and a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. That's your prayers and mine. They're in this bowl of incense that are before the throne of God. Our prayers are rising up before the throne of God. And says, and they sang, these 24 living creatures and 24 elders sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, and people and nation. So the Lion of the tribe of Judah is breaking these seals, and these seals release the judgment of God on the earth because of the wickedness in the earth. But at the same time, it brings redemption to us who put our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, the word redemption means to buy back. In Old Testament time, if you owed a debt, someone may take your home in payment for your debt, or you take your land in payment for your debt, or sometimes people would even sell their children into slavery to pay a debt. Or a debtor could take your child to pay the debt. But you could, in Israel, you had the opportunity to redeem back what was taken from you. And so if you, because of a debt, you lost your land or your house or your child, you could later redeem, buy back what belonged to you and take possession of it again. That was a right you had to redeem, buy back. And Jesus has redeemed us. You know, we fell into debt because of sin. We became bondage to Satan. We became lost. Satan took authority over us because of our sin in our lives. You know, I heard a little story one time of a boy who made a really nice boat out of wood, a sailboat with sails on it, a very nice boat, and he carved his name on it, put a lot of work into it. Then he went down to the river and was playing in the river with his boat. And the current in the river took away his boat, and he lost his boat. He couldn't find it anywhere. And then one day he was going through town, and he saw in a dukkha, he saw his boat. And he went in to the owner of the dukkha, and he said, "That is my boat." And the owner said, "No, it's no longer your boat. Someone brought it in here, and I bought it from that person, and it's my boat now." And the young person said, "No, it's my boat. I can prove it's my boat. It has my name on it." And he showed the owner of the dukkha his name on the boat. And the other owner said, "I can see you're the one that made this boat, but it doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to me because I purchased it. You lost it, and I purchased it." And so the boy went out, and he did all kinds of different kinds of jobs, working in the shamba and doing other things, making some money. And he made enough money, and he went back to the owner of the dukkha, and he paid for the boat and bought the boat back again. And as he walked out of the dukkha owner heard him say, the little boy say, "Boat, you belong to me twice. I created you, and I purchased you." That is redemption. See, God created us, but we were lost because of sin. And Satan took authority over our lives, and we were all on the way to hell because of Satan, and we were lost. But Jesus Christ came, and he died on the cross to redeem us from Satan and to redeem us from death and hell and to give us eternal life. And so God owns us twice. God created us, and God bought us back, redeemed us through Jesus Christ. And so when the seven seals are broken, it brings judgment on the earth, but God is going to has redeemed us through Jesus Christ from judgment. We who have put our faith in Jesus Christ, he has redeemed us from the curse of law. He's redeemed us from destruction. So the seven seals of destruction are not for us who have been redeemed. So it's important you are saved, born again, and been bought back by Jesus Christ so you don't fall under the seven seals of judgment. And so today I want to look at seven things that redemption does for us. Seven seals brings judgment on earth, but I want to look at seven things redemption does for us. And the first thing is redemption redeems us from slavery to this world and the power of sin and its lusts. So God redeems us from slavery to the world. He redeems us from the power of sin and from the lust of the flesh. And the example of that is Israelites were slaves in Egypt. They were God's people, but they had become slaves in Egypt. They had received an Abrahamic covenant that God was going to bless them and make them great, but they had become slaves in Egypt because of disobedience. But God redeemed Israel out of Egypt. And the way God redeemed them out of Egypt is he sent a death angel into Egypt to kill the firstborn of every Egyptian. But he told the Israelites, what you do is you put the sacrifice a lamb and put the blood of the lamb over the door of your house. And you go in your house and you eat the sacrificed lamb. And when the death angel came through Egypt, if he saw the blood over the door, the death angel could not touch anyone inside that house or kill anyone inside that house. They were saved from judgment and they were delivered from Egypt. Egypt is the world. Egypt is bond, is slavery to sin and lust of the flesh. So he's redeemed us, you know, and so Israel is redeemed. But you had to be redeemed. You had to be in the house under the blood. See, now if someone in the house decided they needed to go outside to take care of something, then, and the death angel came through, they would have died. Even if an Israelite would have died. Even though they were under God's covenant, they would have died. Because redemption happened when you were in the house under the blood. And redemption is offered to us through Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to redeem us, buy us back. He's, because of his death and resurrection, he has authority and power to redeem us, buy us back from Satan, by his blood. But we have to choose to come under the redemptive work of Christ. We have to choose to accept the blood and come under Jesus Christ. You know, in Romans chapter 8, Paul talks about how we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said in Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So you have to be in Christ. You have to be in the house. You have to be under the blood of Jesus Christ. And that happens through the new birth. That happens by accepting Christ as your Savior, being born again, and you come into the house under the blood of Jesus Christ. And so it says, there's no condemnation or judgment for those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, you've been redeemed, but you can't walk anymore according to the flesh. You are a new person in Christ Jesus. See, if you go out from under the blood and go back into Egypt, the world, and you go back into the things of the world, you're no longer under the blood of Christ. You're walking in the world. And so he says, because of Christ, there's no condemnation of those who are in Christ who do not walk according to the flesh. And you go down to verse 5, he says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. The flesh is the things of the world. People who live according to the world and set their mind on the things of the world, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. They are in contact with the Spirit of God. And he said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. So you see, there is a redemptive process that happened. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has the authority to bring judgment. But he also has the authority to redeem us from Satan, buy us back from Satan, redeem us and deliver us from slavery to the world, the power of sin and its lust. So he's given us, we are redeemed. If we are in Christ Jesus, and we don't walk according to the world and the flesh. We have to choose to be in Christ. We have to choose to be in the house under the blood to be redeemed from Egypt, to be redeemed from the slavery and the things and the bondages of this world. And so we have a choice to make. I believe we are in a critical time where wickedness and evil is growing and growing. Satan's power is growing in the world, and God's going to bring judgment on the world. But right now we have a decision to make. Are we going to commit ourselves fully to Jesus Christ? Are we going to be born again, become child of God, turn away from the things of the world, and give our lives fully to Jesus Christ so that he can redeem us from the power of the world, so he can redeem us from the power and slavery to sin and the judgment that comes with sin? So the first thing that his redemptive work does is he redeems us from slavery to the world, the power of sin, and its lust. The second thing that he's redeemed us from is the power of death and hell. See, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he went into hell, and he took the keys of hell from the devil, and he has all power over death and hell. Death and hell have no power over us when we're in Christ Jesus, when we have accepted Christ as our Savior, given our lives to Christ, confessed our sins, turned away from our sins, and are walking with Jesus Christ, walking according to the Spirit of God and not according to the desires of our flesh. And so he's redeemed us. He has authority to redeem us from death and hell. Death has no more power over us. Our body will die, but if we're in Jesus Christ, our spirit will live for eternity with him. If we're not in Jesus Christ, our spirit man will spend eternity in hell. And so we have a choice to make today. God, through Jesus Christ, has redeemed us. He wants to redeem us. He wants to buy us back from slavery to the world, sin, and its lust. He wants to buy us back, redeem us from the power of death and hell. The third thing he wants to redeem us from is the power of Satan and demonic forces. See, Jesus wants to redeem you from the power of Satan and demons, so that they have no more power or authority in your life. But you can't compromise and live partially in the world and partially for God, partially doing ancestor worship things and partially for God. No, you have to commit yourself fully to God. The world is going one way. We have to go the other way. We have to make a decision which way we're going to go. And when we make a decision for Jesus Christ and we're in Christ and don't walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit of God, He has redeemed us from Satan and demonic forces. The fourth thing He has redeemed us from, He's redeemed us from the power of darkness into His glorious light. We no longer walk in darkness. See, Jesus says people who walk in darkness can't see where they're going. And when you walk in darkness, you can't see what's out there. You can't see what's going on. You can fall. You can be attacked. Bad things happen to you when you're in darkness. But Jesus says we have been translated through Jesus Christ from the kingdom of darkness, which is the kingdom of Satan, into His glorious light. The thing is when you come into the light, your evil deeds are exposed. And He said many people stay in the darkness because they want to keep the evil deeds. And if you come into light, your evil deeds are going to be exposed, and that's good, because when they're exposed, then they're taken care of. That's why He says, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed. See, so we have to come into the light so God can remove the evil things from us. So God has redeemed us from the power of darkness into His glorious light. The fifth thing He's redeemed us from is He's redeemed us from the power of sickness and disease. See, Jesus, by His blood, has paid the price and has the power now to redeem us from sickness and disease. See, it's by the name of Jesus that we overcome sickness. It's by the name of Jesus we overcome disease. It's by the name of Jesus we overcome the powers of the enemy. It's by the name of Jesus we overcome Satan. It's by the name of Jesus we overcome darkness. It's by the name of Jesus that we overcome death and hell. It's by the name of Jesus that we receive salvation. There is no other name by which we can be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. See, God is moving on the earth today by His Spirit. God is calling people out from a place of compromise where they walk in the world and walk in God. No, you can't do that anymore because the world is getting more and more evil. And we have to separate ourselves from the world because Jesus Christ wants to redeem us from sickness and disease. And I want to pray for you today if you have sickness and disease. Lord God, I thank You through Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed, Lord God, from the powers of the enemy. And Lord, I thank You for redeeming people from sickness. Lord, I thank You for releasing Your healing power right now in the name of Jesus to every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. Touch them by Your power. Heal them from fever and disease and aches and pain. Restore their health, Lord God, because, Lord, You died on the cross. You shed Your blood, and You rose again, and You conquered death and hell. You conquered disease and sickness. And, Lord, we walk in the authority of Your name. And, Lord, we commit our lives to You to receive the healing that You have for us, Lord God. I just speak healing today over every person listening to the Voice of Day. Minister to them by Your power in Jesus' name. May they just sense the Holy Spirit coming into their room, coming into their body, touching them right now in Jesus' name. And we just give You the praise and glory, and we give You the thanks, and we magnify Your name. The sixth thing that He's redeemed us from is He's redeemed us from destruction and crowned us with everlasting kindness. See, everybody who walks in sin is under destruction. They're under judgment. See, when the Lamb of the tribe of Judah is worthy to break the seals, and the seals bring judgment on the lost. The seals bring judgment on the world. But the Lamb who was slain brings redemption for those who put their faith in Jesus Christ and walk in Him. And He redeems us from destruction that's happening in the world. God, destruction is happening everywhere. We're seeing everything destroyed around about us. Things we used to put confidence in are being destroyed. We can't put confidence in them anymore. And so we have to put our confidence fully in Jesus Christ and not in things of the world. And when we do, He redeems us, pulls us out of destruction. We are no longer under the power of destruction because He has redeemed us. The seventh thing that He's redeemed us from is He's redeemed us from the power of fear, oppression, and depression. See, we don't have to be fearful anymore. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So we don't have to be fearful of the world. We don't have to be fearful of sickness. We don't have to be fearful of Satan and disease, because God has redeemed us through the blood of Jesus Christ from those things, and he set us free. We don't have to be discouraged and depressed, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. We are not worried and anxious, because we are walking on the redemptive work of Christ. He has redeemed us from those things. And when we walk in the Spirit, we walk in joy, we walk in love, we walk in peace, we walk in security, we walk in safety, because we are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. God has redeemed us from fear, oppression, and depression. But God has not only redeemed us, he has equipped us to do the work of God. And you continue on in Revelation, and it says he has redeemed us. He has redeemed us, and he has made us something. And so he says, verse 10, Revelation 5:10, and he has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So while destruction has come on the earth, God has redeemed us from all these things, and he's not only redeemed us, but he's made us to be kings and priests to our God. A king is one who has authority. So he's given us authority in the name of Jesus. We walk under the authority of Jesus Christ, not our authority, not man's authority, but the authority of Jesus Christ. We have been made kings and priests. A priest represents God to the world. When a priest walks around, he represents God to the world, and he stands the mediator between God and the world. We are here to represent God to the world. See, God has redeemed us so that we can bring the message of redemption to the world, so that we can reach out and bring salvation to the world, so that we as a priest, a king and priest, we can walk in his authority and his salvation and bring deliverance and authority to other people. He has been... The lion of the tribe of Jesus is roaring today all over the earth, and he's calling us to roar in agreement with him for what he is doing in our world today. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ, you need to accept Jesus Christ today. Today is the day of salvation. You just need to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from my sins. Come into my life. Cleanse me from all sin. Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. I choose to serve you and follow you all the days of my life. Redeem me from sin. Redeem me from Satan. Redeem me from the curse of the law. Redeem me from the powers of the enemy. Redeem me from sickness and disease. Redeem me from fear, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you for releasing your redemptive power in the life of every person who is listening to the voice of hope today. Encourage them by your Spirit, Lord God. No, let them know that in Christ Jesus we have the victory, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us, that no weapon formed against can prosper because we are in Jesus Christ. I just pray for you today. I pray that God encourages you by his Spirit. Invite other people to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. You can also go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can hear my messages on thevoiceofhopetoday.org. May God bless you as you walk with Jesus this week, and may he cause you to overcome every power of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.